Widows and Others in Need. By Randolph Dunn. Improper Treatment of Widows. Matthew 23 verse 14, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore, ye shall receive the greater damnation. Mark 12 verses 38 through 40 states, Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. In those days, as the number of the disciples was growing larger and larger, a complaint was made by the Hellenistic Jews against the Hebraic Jews that their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. Acts 6 verse 1. Responsibility of their family. 1 Timothy 5 verses 3 through 8 states, Honor widows who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household, by caring for their own family and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow left all alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day, but she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows. Compiler's comment, if any a believing woman who has widowed relatives appears to exclude believing men. However, all Christians, man or woman, are expected to take care of them. Perhaps the man should provide resources, so as not to burden the church. The enrolled widows would perform the caring for function, thereby avoiding any impropriety of a male relative caring for widows in his family or extended family. End comment. Responsibility of Church. This is how we have come to know love: the Messiah gave his life for us. We, too, ought to give our lives for our brothers. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father, is this: to take care of orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. 1 Timothy 5 verse 5 clarifies. She who is truly a widow left all alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day, but she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Compiler's comment, truly a widow is one that has no family of any kind. A dot has a non-Christian family that will not provide for her care, perhaps because she is a Christian. B.I.S. a capable widow who makes no attempt to provide for her needs and does not appear to be destitute. C. Christian families of a widow who can but do not take care of her needs are worse than unbelievers. End comments. 1 Timothy 5 verses 9 and 10. Let a widow be enrolled by taking them into the number, if she is A. not less than 60 years of age. B. has been the wife of one husband. C. having a reputation for good works. D. has brought up children. E. has shown hospitality to strangers. F. has washed the feet of the saints. G. has cared for the afflicted. H. has devoted herself to every good work. The church enrolls a widow to perform functions for the needs of the church family. A. functions to be performed are not specified. B. places for performing the function are identified. C. needs may be met by giving food or money to purchase needs. Widows are enrolled into the number for some type of work. A. Their work for the church family was not done in a church building, as there were none. B. The church was still to care for destitute widows not enrolled. Not less than 60 years of age. A. During the first century, women who reached the age of 60 would, on average, die between their 60th and 70th birthdays. B. The desire for sexual relations generally waned during the last few years of their life. C. Destitute widows under 60 were still to be cared for by the church but not enrolled, as they were expected to marry and not fulfill the task for which they were enrolled. Compiler's comment, wife of one husband could be. A. Only married once. B. Remarried following a divorce that terminated the marriage caused by sexual immorality, fornication, by her husband. C. Remarried following a divorce that terminated the marriage by adultery, i.e., breaking marriage covenant other than by fornication. D. Remarried if marriage terminated by the death of husband. E. Married to only one man at a time, not a polygamist. End of comment. Reputation for good works. A. Community knows and respects her because she helps others by her good works. B. Widows not being involved in serving and doing good works while married would not be expected to do so after becoming widowed. Brought up children. A. The experience of female parenting. B. This criterion could be met by parenting orphan children even if no biological child. C. Caring for children on an occasional basis does not carry the responsibility of child rearing. Shown hospitality by providing for the immediate needs of two individuals who are not friends or relative. Washed the feet of the saints by making traveling Christians comfortable, a servant role. Cared for the afflicted. A. Possibly beaten slave, parent of rebellious child of a friend or relative, deserted wife or one persecuted because of faith, an orphan or unwanted child left to defend self. Devoted herself to every good work. A. The widow's actions before becoming a widow clearly show she was God's servant. B. One should expect her servant activities would continue and that she would not become a busybody, idler, or gossiper after her being taken into their number. Refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry and so incur condemnation for having abandoned the tasks for which they were enrolled. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So, I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. For some have already strayed after Satan. If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows, from 1 Timothy 5 verses 11 through 15. 1 Corinthians 7 verses 8 and 9 state to the unmarried and the widows I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. Compiler's comment, unmarried would be those never married, divorced with a certificate of divorcement, and widows. Better to marry as. A. The desires for social and sexual relationships hinder widows from performing the task needed by the church. B. Excessive time provides the opportunity to develop laziness and become idle, which often results in gossiping and minding everyone's business, a busybody. C. Because of strong sexual desires young widows should marry. End comment. 1 John 3 verses 17 and 18 warns, whoever has earthly possessions and notices a brother in need and yet withholds his compassion from him, how can the love of God be present in him? Little children, we must stop expressing love merely by our words and manner of speech, we must love also in action and in truth. A. John addresses the Christian family both men and women. B. Brother in without any restrictions in need of necessities of life are to be assisted. Brother is often an inclusive term being either male or female. Conclusion. It is the responsibility of the widow's family, children, grandchildren, or near relatives to see to her if she is unable to care for themselves. Those without family or those whose families are unable or refuse to provide for their needs are to be taken care of by individual Christians and the church body. Christian destitute widows' needs are to be met before other widows. Christians are to have compassion for those known to be lacking in the necessities of life as the Gentile Christians sent relief to Hebrew Christians in Jerusalem. Destitute widows who have by their actions, prior to widowhood, had a reputation of doing good, and living pleasing to God, can be employed by the church. The Bible is silent regarding the purpose for enrolling. But my opinion is they performed functions needed by the body. It could have been helping those suffering but not destitute, teaching non-Christian women the gospel, teaching younger women how to treat their husbands and children with love and respect and to encourage them to do good works.